We're turning in our Bibles to the New Testament, to the Epistle to the Philippians, at the chapter 4. And we're reading from verse 16. The 16th verse of the 4th chapter of Philippians. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. An odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All of the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. God will bless the reading of his word. This afternoon, I was struck in my own Bible reading when I read that verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We're living in a strange day. It used to be that the banks and what they called the city got together and they ran the economy of the country. But today, people don't believe in the banks because the banks have seen that there's a way that they can make money without losing money. And today, it's almost impossible to get money from the banks after the millions that the government has poured into their lockers. We're in serious days, and more serious days are going to come. This talk that we're going to pass out of recession very quickly is utter nonsense. Because if tomorrow we had all these jobs for men to do, where is the money going to come from to pay those men to do the jobs? What's going to happen to those awful debts that the government have gone into? And the more a government prints money, the less worth is the money. And of course we have seen that in other countries where the money is not worth the paper it's written on. So we're in a serious time. And I have been very much concerned with that. But today I read this verse. This is a great verse. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, of course, when you're doing business, you want to look up and see that you're at the right bank. The banker's name is very important. And there are some banks, at the moment, I wouldn't go across their door, or I wouldn't give them a penny piece, because they're in it for what they can make out of it. There are other banks that have kept faith with the people and have made their own sacrifices and are prepared to do that. And those are the people I would support. What's the name of our banker? Look at the front of that text. But my God, my God, my God has a bank that never runs short. My God has a bank, and I never go to that bank and ask for a loan. Then he says, no, you can't have that. In fact, this bank that I'm in doesn't deal with loans. It only deals with free gifts. What a great thing that I could go to the Northern Bank tomorrow morning and say to the bank manager, give me a free gift. How much do you want? Well, I'll start with $1 million. Might come back for another $1 million after I get my supper. Thank God we can go to God tonight. The unfailing God. The God who made all the riches and hid the precious gold in the hillside. The God who is my God. He's not a stranger. Some people, until the trouble started, they never even met their bank manager. And it was only when they got into difficulties they had to meet him, and he had to introduce himself and say, I'm your bank manager. He was a stranger. But God is no stranger to us. God knows us. And I'll tell you who he is. He's my God. He's not our God. He's my God. Because this is a personal thing. It's personal. And thank God, he's my God. We can look back, can't we, to that night or day or morning, whatever it was, when we met up with our Lord. And he introduced us to his heavenly Father. And we became a child of God and an inheritor of the kingdom of heaven. So I have a banker, and his name is my God. I have his friendship. I have his generosity. He never turned me away or said, there's nothing in this bank for you. He said, go in and look at all the things that you can see and take everything you can see. And when you come back tomorrow, there'll be more. And come back the next day, there'll be more. And come back the next day, there'll be more. Still, there's more to follow. So don't look as if you're all bankrupts. And don't look as if God's bank is the sort of banks we have today. Look up! My God. That's the banker's name. But look at my text again, and we have the banker's promise. What is the promise? My God shall supply. He's not going to run out of supplies. He's going to have them there. You're going to come to the counter and be turned away. In fact, he opens a wee door beside the counter, he says, don't stand in the cold. Come inside. This is your bank. I'm your banker. Yeah. I am going to supply. You tell me you have trouble. Well, how much do you need? Well, can you supply all my need? He said, sure, I've told you that in my text. God shall supply all your need. There's no use for you to get excited and think you're bankrupt. You'll never be bankrupt if you're walking with God in the light of his word. here we have the promise to pay. And when we come to pray, we need to believe the promise. And we need to say in our hearts, you've promised it, and you're going to do it. That's the way you were saved. You know, you came to the Lord, you asked Him to save you, and you believed He would do it. And He did do it. And you were surprised. And the people were surprised. And the old devil was shocked, for he thought he had you to damn your soul in hell. But not, you were saved by the grace of God. My God shall supply the promise to pay. Well, what is He going to supply? He's going to supply all your need. The amount is not questioned. You can ask and God will give you what you ask. But of course, sometimes we're so miserable, we ask the most miserable things of God. But our God is a bountiful God. You think of the man and woman of the Old and New Testament. They hadn't much of the things of this life, but thank God they knew what it was to have their needs, not their greeds, but their needs supplied. And God can supply all our needs. But it doesn't say that. It says, my God shall supply. It's a fact. It'll be done. It'll be fulfilled. Don't look as if your heavenly Father is dead and you have to still pay the expenses of the funeral. Mr. Nicholson used to say that over and over again. My congregations look as if the Lord is dead and they have to pay the expenses of His funeral. Not at all. God is alive. He's alive forevermore. He has the keys of hell and of death. And He'll never open the door of hell to one of His people. Or He'll never open hell to one of His people. Thank God we're freed from Him. And He has the power of the keys. So we have the name of the banker, my God. So we have the promise to pay, shall supply. Shall supply. And we have the amount that we want, all your need. But what about the reserves? How is He going to do this? Can He do this? The banks today are shouting out and they say they haven't got the capital. And because of that, they can't do it. I wonder how much of the truth they're really telling when they say that. But how is the Lord going to supply our need? According to His riches, not according to His poverty. You go into the bank and the bank manager says things are not well with us. I'm impoverished. But the banker we do work with is one who's never impoverished. It says He's going to supply according to His riches. According to His riches. Oh, what riches God has for us. We have the riches of His forgiveness. We have the richness of His company. We have the witness and riches of His promises. We have the riches of His grace. We have the riches of His company. All these things. And they're all for us according to His riches. So put a smile in your face, dear. Don't worry about the false teeth. They'll stay in all right. Put a smile on your face. Why? Because he's going to supply us according to his riches. There's no need for the Church of Christ to be in debt. No need for it. Because the Lord doesn't keep debtors. He gets people whom he has supplied with riches. You're rich if you're born again of the Spirit of God. Where is the location of this bank? Can the thieves get at it? No. It's in glory, according to his riches in glory. The address of the bank is the glory land. My riches are there. You know what Christ said about it? Moth cannot corrupt, and thieves can't break through and steal. So those fellows that have the idea that they can run to all these places and bash into the cash where it's kept and get it, thank God they'll never bash into the place where God has his riches. They're there. They're safe. The supply route for the child of God is safe. And we're going to have that. But who is going to serve us at the counter? Look at it. By Christ Jesus. By Christ Jesus. So we have the owner of the bank on our side. And we have the owner's son on our side as well. And these riches are kept for us with the Father's keeping hand. And God's people walk about, as Mr. Nicholson used to say, to quote him again, and they walk about as if their heavenly Father was dead and he hadn't left them one penny piece in his will. Do you ever meet people like that? They go to hear the will thinking they were going to get thousands and they didn't get a halfpenny. My, if you see their faces when they walk out of the lawyer's house. My, if they got near to your dinner during the day, it would be sour before you get a teaspoonful into your mouth. Yeah, that's the situation. Oh, shouldn't we be a happy people? Shouldn't we be a joyful people? Shouldn't we be a rejoicing? And I would just ask you to put a circle round the word all. But my God shall supply all. 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 It's good today. It's good to, it was good yesterday. It's good for all eternity. He'll supply it all. So let us cheer up and call upon his holy and precious name. May God bless his word to our hearts.